as a club, we planned that this may happen. So we didn't put players on contract this season because we foresaw that we might have lockdowns and spells when we couldn't play. But once the lockdown hit this time, we pretty much just put everything on ice. So the clubhouse is closed. Virtually nobody's up at the ground. There's the odd job that's taken place and keep on top of the pitch. But beyond that, and once monthly board meeting, there's nothing really going on.
What do you do in a situation like this now? I mean, I presume you're working normally in your daily life, so to speak, but you're also trying to anticipate when football might return. We're assuming not till next season now, but you've still got to think about all those things, haven't you?
Yeah, so when we went into the lockdown pre-Christmas, we all expected that we would come out reasonably quickly, and therefore there was a lot of focus on how do we keep the players ticking over, sending them programs to keep fit, to making sure we were ready to get up and going again in December. This time we fully anticipating the season's done, and therefore you're right, it's very different. So we're not thinking now about player fitness. We're thinking about checking in on them from a mental health and wellbeing perspective, and we're trying to keep some open dialogue. We've already started thinking a little bit around next season, around what our targets might be from a playing perspective, where we need to strengthen, reflecting on our first season at the club. So it's been a pretty disjointed one, but it's my first season stepping up to this level as a manager, new for the coaching staff as well. So we've spent a bit of time reflecting on our performance and what we want to do differently next season. So the frustrating thing now is, having done all that, we don't know when we're going to be able to put any of that back into practice. And it's really difficult planning anything of any real merits when you don't know what you're planning towards.
Has there been much dialogue between you and players and the people who run the club and the leagues and stuff, or has it all just gone very quiet now?
There's a players chat, but it's very quiet. I will occasionally check in on individual players just to try and keep the dialogue going. I popped something in last week. We had a board meeting. I popped something in just to give the players a bit of an update around that. There's a chat. I've got a chat with the directors, and every now and again there'll be a flurry of activity on there, usually when the league have said something. But it is pretty quiet because we don't know what's happening. The board doesn't know what's happening. The league doesn't really know what's happening. So there's very little new news to share, and therefore you are more just checking in, certainly with the board and with the players, just to see how people are keeping.
How's your mental health a minute? I know it's something that blokes, and I include myself in that, struggle to talk about and have the conversation about.
It's something I'm really quite passionate about changing that. So I'm a mental health first aider at work, and one of the things you talk about is around how you open up. And in work, I deal with a team, look after a team of 150, and it's something that's high on the agenda there. And honestly, for the first 2 weeks of January, I was awful. I could feel all the triggers, all the signs that I was really struggling. No release, when football stopped last time, I was going playing golf with my son. That can't do that. So you lose all your release. You lose that, that chatting with your mates after a game, the training, the focus. And I've got a, pretty busy job. It's pretty high pressure. And I always use football as a switch. People say you're not switching off. You're not, but you're switching something else. And I was finding it a couple of weeks ago very hard to turn off from work, actually. So, struggling to sleep. And I've had to really kind of open up and have a few conversations with my wife and a couple of people at work just around it. It's a bit rubbish at the moment. And I didn't feel great. And just that, having those conversations just helps. A problem shared is a problem halved is pretty true. So, it's tough. I think it's tough for everybody. And that's why I'm, encouraging the players, letting them know I'm here if they want to have a conversation. Coaching staff, likewise, the board, we've got a lot of people who are very open and very supportive. So we're getting through, but like everybody else, it's a tough situation to manage, and one that we, none of us are used to, and we're all kind of feeling our way.
I mean, speaking personally, and I don't mean this in a sexist way, but because I'm a very much football-orientated person and have been used to travelling all over Europe and all over Britain for 40-odd years, my wife sort of can't quite understand, she's more of a home person, of why I need to get out and talk to people. So I feel as if sometimes I need to talk to other guys or other people who are in my mindset rather than somebody who is from outside that world. Is that more difficult for you when you're just at home with the family?
Yeah, it is. It's exactly that. It's that switch off. So I've, drift into an habit of you can work and you can work till 8 p.m. and then you go and sit down and what are you going to talk about? You've not been anywhere to do anything. You've not done anything different. What's the topic of conversation? So it's really hard, and not having that switch off and that ability to go and speak to somebody about football, speak about something very different from work is tough, because you then become fixated on one item. And that's what I've found. I've really kind of necessarily because work's busy, but equally it's not healthy to work those hours to not be able to switch off. So we do the probably the most active WhatsApp group meetings with the other coaching staff, and that's, we're trying to keep that a little bit on football, but more just on sharing things that we find funny, sharing articles, having a chat, and just having some kind of release.
August seems an awful long way off, and that's one of the reasons that I've struggled from time to time, because that seems to me the sort of thing we can aim for with some confidence. Then we'll see the return of Mosley Football Club and lots of other football clubs. Do you think when this is, assuming it is going to be August, back to normal, that extra people will come, that more people will want to come? Are you worried that less people will want to come because they're frightened?
I think the former. We saw that when we could have crowds, we were maxing out at 400, and people are really chomping at the bit to get back out and do things that's normal. Yeah, the phrase that's bandied around is the new normal, and I really dislike the phrase, because there is nothing about the current situation that's normal, and we shouldn't accept it as normal. People want to get back to being able to have a pint on the terraces, watching a game of football, and I think people having missed it for the best part of 2 years, and the what we saw with Marine in the FA Cup, for example, I think people will be really energized and just want to get back to it. So I actually see, the kind of, I suppose, the silver lining in all of this. I think local football clubs should get really good support when we come out of this. So one small positive out of a sea of negative. But I do think we'll see 400 or 500 regular at Seal Park, and I think other local teams will see crowd swell as well.
I wonder as well, because there's been a disenfranchisement, that's that, can't think of the right word to say, a disconnect, let's go with disconnect, of certain Premier League fans with VAR. And obviously the fact that lots of people now are going to struggle financially because of losing the jobs and hours and everything. I wonder if some Premier League fans might now go, I'm going to go to my local non-league team because A, it's cheaper. And B, there's none of that VAR nonsense. Do you think that could be a factor?
I think we'll see a lot of that, and we've seen it at Mosley already with not quite the same scenario. We sold them Athletic, and the disconnect that people feel with the owner there and the discontent. And we get a lot of people who are old fans who pop down to watch a game and then become Mosley fans. And I think we'll see more and more. You're right. People do feel disconnected. I think the soul's gone out of football when you watch Premier League. It's awful without fans. VAR makes that much worse, and then you've got all the things you touched on earlier, the fear. Well, actually, if you're going to be afraid of going somewhere, being in a crowd of 60,000 people when you're getting a, you know, cramming yourself into a tram to get down to the ground in the first place. So I can see more and more people just wandering down to the local club and just wanting to be part of that. And most people, the feedback is once they do that, they enjoy it so much it becomes a regular thing.
Well, let's see that as a positive then going forward, and something we can look forward to come August. In the meantime, thanks very much for speaking to me. Keep battling, and hopefully we'll see each other, and not just me and you, but as a group, the football community, back to normal again by August or so.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Ian.